Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
All that God in Christ has passed through and accomplished has an issue or a result, and that result is the church. But what this chapter also reveals is that it is not just the doctrines or teachings of these marvelous things that have such an issue, it is the transmission of them by the Spirit to the church. This transmission or dispensing is the focus of our program today, and Francis Ball has joined us once again. Francis, welcome back to the broadcast.
Yes, Chris, I think we're in for a real treat today to see the dispensing in this book, Ephesians, particularly chapter 1, probably as most Christians have never seen before.
Francis, the program today is more or less a summary of chapter 1. We've had now 16 programs before today dealing with this chapter and touching all these high, marvelous things that Paul brings out in this chapter. So consequently, I think certainly it's a chapter that deserves a concluding word. The critical thing to come away from this chapter with, I think, that we'll see today is the realization that all the things we've seen, God's selection, his predestination, redemption, the Spirit's work of sealing and pledging, these are not random, isolated spiritual terms, but they're very much focused on God's purpose, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And this is what we see in chapter 1. We see from the beginning to the conclusion what this issue is very, very important. And it's really God's intention to have such an issue. And how he does it is what brings this chapter to our attention.
Yeah, I just have jotted down a couple of the verses that we've now touched, you know, in more detail in some of these previous programs. But just to kind of set the tone for any of our listeners who have just joined this life study today that haven't been with us for the past 3 weeks, as we've just, as I said, been dealing with chapter 1, verse 9, he says, making known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. So Paul is setting such a high standard here for what is the topic of this book. We're touching the mystery of God's will throughout the ages, such a monumental topic. And then he uses this phrase in verse 10, unto the economy of the fullness of the times. And I wanted to mention this one because this word economy, which can also be translated dispensation, really is important today as we consider our topic, isn't it?
Yes, I think this word particularly deserves a lot of attention because the word dispensing is included in this word, dispensation.
Right.
And that's what we're going to see in this chapter.
And I think now, just to set the stage for Witness Lee's portion as we get ready to join him, one verse he'll refer to, and let's take a look at it, verse 4, and especially in a very practical sense on how this can possibly be. Verse 4 says, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him in love. Francis, how can we possibly be holy and without blemish?
This is an effort that many, many serious Christians have questioned, and they've tried different means to try to be holy. But we'll see today, only God is holy. And how can we be holy? We'll see how.
All right, let's join Witness Lee.
Now, the concluding word to chapter 1. If you all would get into the depths of Ephesians chapter 1, you can see this basic controlling factor, that is, God is dispensing himself and working himself into our being. God has to be dispensed into you. God has to be wrought into you. This saturates your being, and this sanctifies your disposition. So, chapter 1 says, we have been chosen by God the Father to be holy. This indicates what? This indicates that God has to come into our being, to saturate our being with his holy nature. Without God's holy nature, route into our very being. We could never be holy. And not only so, God the Father has predestinated us into sonship. If your father's life has never entered into you, how could you be the son of your father? What is sonship? Sonship is just a saturation of the father's life. We are sons in life. Then to be sealed. Listen, the Holy Spirit today is sealing us with the divine essence of God. This means just to saturate us with all what God is, that we may become God's inheritance. How could we, poor sinners, become such a valuable inheritance to God? By having God route into our being. In the whole universe, only one is precious. That is God Himself. Only one is so valuable. That is God Himself. And this very precious and valuable God is now working Himself into our being to make us His glorious inheritance. So this is why I say this thought is the basic factor of this whole chapter. This concept. That God is dispensing, working Himself into the very being of His chosen ones.
Francis, a lot of things can be extracted from chapter 1 of Ephesians. You know, we've enumerated so many great things that are touched in this chapter, and great messages and great books have been written over some of these individual verses. But collectively, this understanding regarding dispensation connects all of these matters in such a deep and profound way that it's really the key, isn't it, to entering into what Paul is really trying to bring to us here.
That's right, Chris. I just can recall hearing Brother Lee speak this way and then hearing again in this program how he's speaking. Just fills me with encouragement, enjoyment, anticipation, and realization that my efforts are not what counts, but His dispensing of Himself into me is what really will produce what He chose me to be. He chose me to be holy. I could never be that way. Only God is holy. But now He's working Himself. He is dispensing what He is into my being so that I could be what He chose me to be.
We're going to focus and stay on this matter of dispensing. The transmission, I think we used that term earlier, that will come up later in the broadcast, but it's really the transmission of all that God is and has in Christ in the heavenlies into us, isn't it?
Right. That's what this dispensing is. I never realized this before I heard Brother Lee speaking some 38, 39 years ago, and I realized gradually that this speaking is just dispensing or transmitting something from the Word of God, actually from God Himself in Christ as the Spirit into my being, so that my life is being dispensed into and blended with and mingled with His life, so that we really have one life. The Bible says, "He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit."
Mm-hmm.
That Spirit of God is holy, and that Holy Spirit is now mingling, blending, and dispensing what He is into me, so that what He chose me to be can be realized, not by my effort, nor by my trying or my life, but by His transmitting what He is into me.
You know, and as we pointed out, Francis, at the beginning of the program today, there's an issue, a result to this transmitting, this dispensing, not just that we would become individually holy or individually sons of God, but the corporate purpose of God is also very much a focus of this first chapter, as it is the whole book of Ephesians, isn't it?
Actually, this first chapter of Ephesians really encapsulates God's eternal purpose. And God's intention is to dispense His life, His nature, into His people until they are one together and they are one with Him, so that this is His expression on the earth.
Yeah, there's this marvelous phrase right near the end of the first chapter in verse 22, where it says that he subjected all things under his feet, gave him to be the head over all things, and then these precious words, to the church.
To the church.
To the church, which is his body.
Yes.
And even the fullness of the one who fills all in all. What a view of the church and what the reality of the church and the body of Christ is.
We must see this or we will miss God's purpose.
Well, the matter of God's dispensing or his economy is not just relegated to chapter 1. Paul comes back to it again in chapter 3. And as we are going to stay on this topic, I thought it would be good just to jump ahead a little bit and look at a couple of verses in chapter 3. Verses 9 and 10 say, "And to enlighten all that they may see what the economy of the mystery is," and there's the word again, economy, or dispensing, or dispensation, "which throughout the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things, in order that now to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenlies, the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known," and here again, "through the church."
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 1, to the church.
Amen.
And now in chapter 3, through the church.
Amen.
Let's go back to Witness Lee.
You all know what is saturation, right? I used to illustrate in this way. Here you have a cotton ball. You put the red ink into the center of this cotton ball. Then, you know, this cotton ball will soak up the red ink. And the red ink will saturate the whole ball. And that is the saturation of the ink into the cotton ball. I tell you, we are just a cotton ball. And one day the heavenly red ink comes into our being. And what we need to do, not to learn, not to copy, not to follow, not to imitate, just to soak up. To soak up the saturation. To be saturated thoroughly with the heavenly ink. Then we become what? We become the ink. Why? Because the ink has been saturated into our being. This is the basic concept of the New Testament, which has been thoroughly neglected and missed by today's Christian teaching. I tell you the truth, if you all would pick up this basic concept, this will revolutionize all your Christian life. This will revolutionize all your Christian concept. When God selected you, do you think his intention is just to let you wear certain sleeves, certain scar, and to comb your hair in a certain way? You think God's intention is to do this?
No.
It's too low. It's meaningless. Is that holiness?
No.
What is holiness? Just God himself.
Amen.
God himself right into you.
Amen.
If anything, I would repent to the Lord. Lord, forgive me. In my ministry, I just couldn't saturate your people more and more. I wouldn't care to see how much you got all saturated.
Amen.
Saturating every avenue, every corner, every area of your being. When you open up yourself, something within you comes into function to saturate you with the transmitted essence from the heavens. It is this transmission that saturates our being all the time.
Francis, this was a very clear, though simple illustration, this analogy he used early on here in this segment about the cotton ball being saturated with the red ink.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the ink is injected into the center of the cotton ball, and so the saturation really is from the inside out, which is something that we talk about a lot, and even he referred to later on in his speaking here about the difference between this process from the inside out as opposed to outward changes in our conduct or behavior.
I think, Chris, this is probably the most shocking realization that I've come to during the years in this ministry, to realize that this is the center of God's whole economy. His whole purpose is to dispense himself into us from the inside out until We are an expression of Him. And that is the church. The church is just God's expression on the earth. And how can you express God if you haven't been saturated with God?
Hmm.
How could a cotton ball express red ink if it wasn't saturated with the red ink? So this is a marvelous illustration, and it really hits at the core of what Brother Lee mentioned in this section that has been missed by multitudes of the Christians, that they never realize that this is God's way, is not to instruct us so that we will behave different, but to infuse us and to dispense Himself in all that He is into us so that we become different, but not by our effort, not by our trying, not even by our studying, but by our opening up to the dispensing of God in His nature, in His holiness, in all that He is into us.
You know, Francis, doing this program, as any of our listeners who have been with us for any length of time realize, we have a kind of a rotating chair, the one that you're sitting in, and five or six brothers that come in regularly to participate in the program. And I so much appreciate this format. I mean, for me, it is such an enjoyment and a real blessing in that each of you brings such a unique function to your portion, and each portion is appreciated, and I'm sure everybody has their so-called favorites. But I think that this kind of blending together is really marvelous. And as you were talking, I couldn't help think of Dick Taylor and Ed Marks. It seems that Dick and Ed invariably always bring us back to some of the very basic things that enable this transmission, this dispensing to on go. So I'm going to ask you now to take a minute and add Dick Taylor and Ed Marks to your persona and talk a little bit about spending time with the Lord, calling on Him, and some of the things that really open up this channel of transmission.
The best thing to do, I found, is first thing in the morning, say, "Lord Jesus, I love You." And I don't know how many times I've heard Ed and Mark say this.
Me too.
And to say, "Hallelujah, Jesus, You're the best." And I love You more today than I ever loved You in my whole life. This is Dick Taylor.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've learned to pick up these kind of exercises, I would say, for opening up to the dispensing of God Himself into me. And this has been a big help, just to open up the Bible and enjoy what's there by praying with the words that I read, and then by calling on the Lord's name and by telling Him repeatedly, "Lord Jesus, I really love You." This really does invigorate me and opens me up for the kind of dispensing that He'll do with me during the day. And I find that it lasts me through the day with a repetitive calling, a repetitive speaking to the Lord, telling Him I love Him, I appreciate what He's doing. Lord, work in me more of Yourself.
Francis, this is really the heart of the entire book of Ephesians, right now, as we touch this matter of our intimate personal contact, but the result, the issue, has altogether to do with what God needs and desires, which is the church and
right.
This corporate expression. That's what we're going to touch in this last segment today. Let's go back to Witness Lee.
Brothers, eventually it is here we have the church. The church comes not by organizing certain things into a kind of organization. No, the church is the organism that comes out of the transmission of the all-inclusive Christ. You see, the selection is for the body. Predestination is for the body. Seating is for the body. Hope is for the body. Glory is for the body. No doubt, the power is for the body. And this body is the fullness of the one who fills all, you know. It is too great a matter to see that chapter 1 of Ephesians issues in the body. You read it again. The church at the body of Christ comes out of God's well-speaking. And the basic factor of God's well-speaking is the divine life dispensed right into our being. So, the church comes. The church is the issue of God's well-speaking, with the basic factor that God is dispensing Himself into our being. And his way to dispense himself is from eternity, through creation, incarnation, crucifixion, in the tomb, resurrection, and ascension, to enter into all his chosen ones.
Amen.
Making all his chosen ones the holy people, the sons of God, the sealed one, and the very body. We all must see from what the body comes. From the transmission of the all-inclusive Christ. And you all have to see this transmission is just the sum total of God's will speaking. What we have is the all-inclusive transmission. Oh, Christ is being transmitted into you. This is Ephesians 1.
Well, Francis, you know, if we ask the question, what is the church, the answers would be varied and on all levels, from the building on the corner to maybe something as more profound as, well, it's the body of Christ. But I think what we just heard is perhaps the highest definition of the church, isn't it?
It is the highest definition because this is what God must have. He started out in his creation to have an expression of himself, making man in his own image and after his likeness so he could be expressed. And then Satan came in. And then all this process that God himself went through
mm-hmm.
was to regain man by redeeming him, even choosing him and predestinating his destiny
right.
so that we would be what he intended to have. So through God's operation himself, through all the steps that Brother Lee just mentioned, his incarnation, his holy living, his human living, his crucifixion, his resurrection, and his ascension, all of these things are included in God's operation to dispense himself into his chosen people to make them his expression and his testimony on the earth.
Appreciate your being here today, Francis. This was very enjoyable.
Thank you very much.
For Francis Ball, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you for listening today.